As per our morning commentary, we were surprised by the subdued reaction in the aftermath of Tuesday's U.S. CPI print. Rates markets haven't really budged all that much, and investors continue to turn a blind eye to any signs the Fed might need to be less accommodative than what is being priced. The risk the Fed revises its rate cut forecast next week to potentially price in less easing in 2024 seems to be a risk that should be at least taken a little more seriously in light of the hotter inflation data. Given the state of markets right now, we wouldn't rule out the possibility for a delayed reaction in the sessions ahead, opening the door to a round of risk-off flow as worry around less investor-friendly policy ramps up. This would weigh on stocks and invite a flight back to the U.S. dollar on safety and more favorable yield differentials. As far as other updates go, in Japan, Toyota met its labor union's demands for increases in salary and bonuses in full for the fourth straight year, which should put more pressure on the BOJ to be thinking about an exit from that negative rate policy. Over in the Eurozone, the latest batch of ECB speak has leaned more dovish, and industrial production came in on the softer side, though this hasn't had much impact on the single currency. Finally, in the UK, GDP came in as expected, leaving the market still thinking about yesterday's more concerning UK employment data. Looking ahead, absence of first-tier risk on the North American calendar will leave the market trading on bigger picture macro themes. That's all for now.